In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. That was 30 seconds of silence. It's funny how 30 seconds doesn't seem that long until you try not to fill up the space. Then 30 seconds seems like a long time. Sometimes a whole minute of silence seems like an eternity. But the silence is important because it's there when we still our minds, when we quiet our voices, when we stop trying to fill the void. That is when God most often speaks to us. As I said at the beginning of the Eucharist today, we begin the season of Advent, the beginning of our church year. Advent in itself talks about a coming to, coming towards, a time of waiting. It reminds us that each and every one of us needs to prepare ourselves for Christ. In our gospel today, we have returned after every 3 years, we're on a three-year cycle, and we have returned to the Gospel of Mark. And Mark, for the most part, doesn't usually waste a lot of words and does not usually speak in great verses or very poetically. But today we have a little bit of difference. You have this Jesus who is talking about what some people might call the end times, but what I'd rather see as the next beginning, about the time when he shall come, when he will return and set things to right, and telling the people that you don't know when this is going to be. You can look for the signs, but not the angels, not even Jesus himself knew when the time would come. As he said, only God the Father knows when that's going to happen. But it's important for each and every one of us to be prepared for it. And that's why Advent is so important to us, because it brings us back and reminds us that as followers of Christ, we are called to prepare ourselves through our work, through our prayers, and often silent meditation, an opportunity to sit back and listen in our heart for Jesus to speak to us. Now, sometimes we may ask, where's Jesus? Why isn't he here yet? And though The time of the kingdom is still to come. The kingdom is still all around us. And though the time of Jesus' return is not yet, Jesus is still with us. And to see Jesus, all you need to do is look around. I was thinking yesterday about some of my colleagues, my friends, some fellow priests who serve in some very difficult ministries. Mother Lauren Stanley, who is the priest at the Rosebud Reservation, who yesterday had three separate funerals. Father Edward Hunt, who serves on the Pine Ridge, who had a funeral yesterday and then went home to bake pies for a bake sale. I was thinking of Bishop Noah Bordor, who is serving as a missionary priest in the Philippines. And he has an interesting mission because in some of those areas, the worship space does not look a lot like a worship space to us. One of his chapels is basically four poles with a roof made out of corrugated tin and plastic, and it has a crucifix hanging in it. And throughout the week, it gets used by other people. Not that they're supposed to be using it, but it gets used because it's an empty space. And like he says, it's not unusual to find empties from the community's, you know, alcoholics. Or else it's a lot of times where the women of the village use it as a space to do their laundry. And he spoke about this morning starting out Advent and Jesus being between, you know, the crucifix hanging there and Jesus hanging there between somebody's, you know, freshly laundered underwear. And it's, the thing is you look at all these places and you really think about it sometimes, is these are some difficult places. But Jesus is always there because we are always there. Wherever a believer in Christ is at, Jesus is there. I always think of my first bishop, Bishop Gordon Scruton of Western Massachusetts. Served that diocese for, I think, 14 years, and he also was the he also served as the bishop, I guess, general of for many years of one of the Third Order Franciscans. And Bishop Scruton always reminded us that these hands that we have, each pair of them, these are the hands of Christ. These are the hands in which Christ does his work in the world today. And he reminds us that these feet, these are Christ's feet, the ones that walk among the people. That each and every one of us, Christ works through. Now, this time of year, this Advent, this is a time in which we are reminded of that. It reminds us of our relationship with Christ. It reminds us that through prayer, through meditation, through work, the face of Christ is always there. Now, we started lighting the Advent candle today, and I was thinking of our colic that we began with, and it's one of my favorite colics, and it talks about the darkness, and it talks about putting on the armor of light. And I think about a reflection I read on Advent where it talked about the darkness, that no matter how black of night, the smallest spark of light conquers it. That as long as we bring our faith, our hope, and most especially our love, Christ is going to be there. Though Christ has yet returned, Christ has never really left us. Prepare yourselves, my brothers and sisters. Take time to enjoy the silence. Listen for the voices of God. Later on, we'll be doing our prayers of the people, and we're using prayers of the people 2. And the response to prayers of people 2, if you don't remember, is silence. Don't skip over it. Embrace it. Enjoy that moment of silence. Think of it as your me time with Jesus. As I said, this colic is one of my favorite, and I'd like you all to pull out your sheets if you got them by you. And I'd like to pray this colic together, but this time I'd like to have all of you join me. So let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the light of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which our Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in both, that in the last day when he shall come again in glory, majesty, to judge both the living and the dead, he may rise to life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.